Time now, 8:37. It is time to check in with Jan Musin from DeBryan Seed. It is the garden party. Jan, good morning once again.
Good morning.
So glad you were here. Your smiling face. You brought the sunshine with you.
I did. So be careful when I leave. It might start to snow.
I'm going to follow you back to Zealand,
that's
right?
That's right. That's the hot spot.
Well, we've had a number of phone calls off the air. The first lady, real nice listener, called 2 minutes ago and said she is seeing robins appearing in mass in her backyard.
In mass in her backyard. And we have had, I don't know how many people say they've been spotting bluebirds in their backyard.
Really?
Yeah.
These are springtime birds.
These are springtime birds that shouldn't be here until maybe March, but here it is January.
See, I have a theory on this.
There might be something that they know, or I know that some of the older ones don't always fly south for the winter. We might just be seeing some older ones, but you know, if we do get some more storms, when we get more storms, you might want to put something out for them. We've got bluebird nuggets that have like insects and suet in it, mm-hmm. that they, both the robins and the bluebirds, would like. We have mealworms, which they would adore.
Ooh, yummy.
Freeze-dried mealworms.
I haven't had breakfast yet. That sounds so good.
Doesn't it sound good?
Well, my theory on these birds being here is, you know, the airlines have been raising their prices like crazy. So
ooh.
I think the birds are not flying south as much as they used to. It's too expensive.
They just can't afford it anymore.
Too expensive.
So they're just staying right here for the winter with us.
Well, that's good. We're glad to have them. It's fun.
I'm always glad to have any birds by my feeder. That's
absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
Well, keep those bird feeders full. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
This is the time to do that for sure as we head into the heart of winter.
Yeah. When we get that rain, and especially if you don't have a really good cover over your bird feeder, the rain might get in there and cause your bird feeder feed to get kind of moldy,
mm-hmm.
and then the birds won't eat it. So you might want to check it after last week's rain, empty out what's in there, clean it out real well, and fill it up with fresh feed for the storm that's coming up. I know we're getting a couple inches.
Yeah, a couple inches.
Yeah,
yeah,
well.
Compared to what we've had, that's just nothing. That's a cakewalk.
Yeah.
Come on.
See, even the robins know that. That's
right.
Just a cakewalk. And I know Ken put on special this week a 40-pound bag of black oil sunflowers, $12.98. That's a great deal.
Wow.
That
is a great deal. For 40 pounds?
For 40 pounds. It's $12.98. All the Lyric bird seed is 50% off the marked price. So, yes, there's no reason why you can't stock up and save on your bird feed, and everybody will be satisfied.
And how long does bird seed last? I mean, can I buy it through the summer? Can I buy it now, put it in some kind of container to keep it? Will it keep it fresh till then?
Mine never lasts that long. My
That's
birds
true.
Eat it so yeah. quickly. But the problem being...
Because these prices are incredible right now.
These prices are extremely
50%
good.
Off.
You know, the bird seed will last, but the problem is it's not food grade, so mm-hmm. there are insect eggs in there.
Okay.
And when the weather gets warm, sometimes they hatch, and then you get that little webbing in
right.
there.
Right. Oh, yeah.
During the hot weather.
Yep.
So you don't get that in the cold weather, mm-hmm. but you do get that in the warm.
What a good time to stock up, indeed, at those
yeah,
prices.
Yeah, and the way my birds are going through it, good grief.
Well, you know, I bought that bird feeder for my wife that we put the peanuts in there, peanuts, and the blue jays. And other birds just absolutely love that, but it can leave a little bit of a mess under the feeder. What do we do about that? I didn't count on that, having to sweep off the deck all the time.
You didn't? Okay, then you need ducks. My ducks come up from the pond, and they eat everything. They eat all the shells. But
that's a great idea. I need a duck.
You need a duck.
Oh.
But if you don't have a duck, then we have a no-waste bird feed that mm-hmm. actually they eat everything. There's no shells. There's no nothing. There's
okay.
little suet nuggets, and just the inside of everything is mm-hmm. in that. The birds love it. My birds absolutely adore that stuff when I put that out there for them. It's a rare treat, and you aren't paying for the shells that the birds don't eat. So
wow.
you're just paying for what they eat. So actually, it's a great deal.
It is really a good deal
yeah.
overall. So
mm-hmm.
we're trying to attract birds. What are the main three things that the birds need?
Food, water, and shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your old Christmas tree out in the backyard works great as,
it did with ours.
As the shelter. You bet.
Stuck it right in the snow there.
And I know you've got a bird bath with
mm-hmm.
a heater in it,
yeah.
and you've got the bird food.
Worked
so.
Great. We went up north over the weekend, and I thought, oh, well, it's going to be frozen over with that rain that
yeah.
turned to ice. It did a great job. It kept it thawed out. The
Amazing.
It keeps it just above freezing.
Yep.
Just enough to keep it, you know, it's not like a hot tub for the birds. But just above freezing, and boy, they really love that bird bath. It's fun.
I've always enjoyed my bird bath, but in the summer, I was putting ice cubes when it got really hot one summer.
Sure.
And I was in the house, and I'm going, what is that sticking out of my bird feeder? It's like this black fuzzy thing.
Okay.
And it looks like a squirrel tail in my sticking out of it. And I go to the deck, and there is a squirrel laying in the bird bath on his back.
Oh, you're kidding me. What a riot. I would love to have seen a picture of that.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe this. And he just looked at me like, are you going to disturb me from my swimming here?
That's hilarious. We're trying to get rid of squirrels, and here you are attracting them with your nice little...
Yeah, I was attracting them with the bird bath in the summer.
You know,
yeah.
A little Olympic-sized pool for squirrels. Well, if you have a question for Jan, give us a call right now, 395-1450. It is the Garden Party, and she would love to answer your phone calls, 395-1450. And, of course, with more snow coming, we need to be thinking about ice melt.
Yes, and I cannot tell you how often I see these people go outside and they have, like, a little tiny paper cup with ice melt in it.
That's me.
And they put this little tiny bit down. No, you really need to put a thin, even layer over the whole thing.
Well, we're trying to watch the environment. But a lot of stuff you have now is environmentally friendly.
There's
awesome.
A lot more stuff that, rather than just the plain old salt,
sodium chloride,
and that work better, that are easier on the environment, work at colder temperatures. Mm-hmm. I mean, sodium chloride only really works right at freezing.
Yeah,
so.
We had the really cold snap here over the past, seven, ten days back. It would melt and then quickly, boom, refreeze.
Well, you know, actually, there is a tip to do that.
Really?
You know, if you put the product down before the snow comes, that's always helpful.
Okay.
But if you've got extreme cold, go out there with some water and put a little layer of water over it, and then put the ice melt down, and that will penetrate that a lot easier.
Interesting. We'll make more ice?
No, actually, it'll loosen all of that stuff up. Once it's all loosened, what you really need to do is take a shovel and
just scrape
it out of
there. Been doing a lot of that lately. A lot of
Unfortunately, we're all doing that.
And how about roof melt? You still recommend using that?
Yes, I see a lot of ice dams out there right now. I noticed even at Ken's house, they've got
Ken, come on.
Yeah, he's got those heat tapes up there, but he forgot to check them in the fall.
Oops.
And they're kind of hanging down, so they're not doing any good.
Uh-huh. But you've got these tablets now, right? You just toss them up there and they do the job?
Yeah, toss them up there. They do a wonderful job. And I am not, you know, I just throw those up on my, because right by my deck where it isn't heated right by my porch there. I just throw them right up there, and it works extremely well. It's safe for the shingles. It's not going to hurt that.
Oh, that's good to know. How long do they last?
Good grief. Once it's melted, it's down. So until you get the next ice storm or, you know, the packed snow again, it lasts a while. So,
Do you have any tablets I can throw on my roof that will clean out the gutters in the spring?
Wouldn't that be nice? It just dissolved all those leaves and just automatically just got rid of them.
No, I would buy one of those. Hey, we have a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air with Jan Musin. Who's this?
Is there any electrical connection required for those heated bird baths?
Yes, there are. You do need to get some sort of electricity out there for them. I know there's some solar ones out there, but they're not really dependable here in Michigan. Because we don't see the sun a lot during the winter, unfortunately.
And don't worry about the energy costs. You can do what I do. I just ran a long extension cord to my neighbor's house.
Oh, that works,
They're paying for it. They don't even know.
Well, it's not on all the time. It just needs to be on.
I'm not hearing Jan very well.
Oh, you're not hearing Jan. Here, let me see if her feet is... Okay, let's try that now.
I'm finished. I heard what she said, but it was...
Oh, okay.
Super. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
You. Now I hear really well.
Oh, that's good.
All right, thanks.
Excellent. So there you go. Yeah, they do require an electrical connection, but it is very low voltage.
It's a low voltage thing, and it's, you know, it's thermostatically controlled, so it's not always on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen any negligible change in my
electrical bill.
No. All right, how about poinsettias that we had over the holidays? What should we be doing to take care of those to make
those
them last longer?
For next year, you can. You know, they do best in bright but indirect sunlight. Don't put them right in the window where they're going to get sunlight on them. You need at least 5 hours a day of sunlight. A good light, you know, fluorescent light will do it too. 60 to 70 degree rooms don't get it colder and don't get it warmer than that. They don't like that. And out of drafts,
okay.
Once all the red is gone or pink or whatever color you had, then you can start fertilizing it again and watering it. And then, you know, about April, cut it back halfway.
Okay.
Just cut it right down.
And then we'll come back.
And then put it outside during the summer,
mm-hmm.
and prune it during the summer too, like in June or July.
Mm-hmm.
Prune it back down again, and it'll keep it nice and bushy.
That's awesome.
Rather than getting all spindly.
Wow.
And so it will just send out new shoots.
And come back again next year.
And come back again next year. And then in October, you got to put it in the dark room 14 hours a day.
But mm-hmm.
you shouldn't have a problem. Outside of the 14 hours of dark and mm-hmm. the 10 hours of light kind of is a pain, and you're relegated to that.
Kind of like my mom used to do with me, throw me in a dark room for 14 hours.
Okay, that's it. Yes.
She gets sick of me. Just go in that room over there.
Go in that room, yes. Yes. But other than that, they're not a hard plant to keep going throughout the year.
I didn't know that. I thought that I had no idea you could have them come back year after year like that.
Year after year. We have a lot of people that do that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, a good time to plant something indoors. We have just a couple more moments here, but a good time to start thinking about spring. It is not that far off.
Spring is not that far off, but planting something indoors right now is fun. Herbs, there's like basil and thyme and parsley, do well inside. And then once they grow and once they're 6 inches tall, you can start harvesting them and using them.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the spring, transplant them outside. You got a head start on your herb garden.
It's an awesome idea, really, because you don't really think about that in the dead of winter. You don't think about planting something now. I mean, maybe in March when the sap starts to run, but why not do it now?
Why not do it right now? I just think that's a fun idea. I usually have some herbs growing in the store this time of year, and it's about time for me to start that again.
Definitely,
so, yeah.
Get you thinking about spring. And one thing I want to mention, too, I found this fact very interesting. You're the one that turned me out of this. It's illegal to apply fertilizer to frozen ground in Michigan.
It is.
I didn't know that. I've never heard that before.
Yes, it is illegal. So those of you that use ice melt fertilizer as an ice melt,
mm-hmm.
it is illegal to do that.
Don't
if
do
it's
that.
Going to get on the frozen ground.
Is that a newer law, something that came along the past few years?
It's been probably 4 or 5 years
okay,
now.
Okay,
okay. So just be real careful. I remember fertilizer has an awful lot of fillers in it
mm-hmm.
that aren't working at all, and
right.
so it's kind of a stupid idea to use for, I know it's an old farmer.
Sure, but use the ice melt, much more environmentally friendly.
Prices
have come down on that too a lot, so check it out at Brian Seeds in
mm-hmm.
Zealand. So again,
yep.
it's always great to have you here. Thanks so much.
It's been a fun.
And we'll do the garden party again next week right here, next week Tuesday.
All right, let's do that.
All right, sounds good. 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. And if you have questions in the meantime, Jan, what is the phone number they can reach you at?
772-2316.
That is correct. You win a prize.
All right.
She got it. All right. WHTC Market Watch is on the way next.